non-precision approach. Exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with performing non-precision approach procedures. Demonstrate your understanding of procedures and limitations associated with a non-precision approach, such as the difference between localizer performance and lateral navigation approach guidance, and navigation system enunciations expected during GPS-based approaches. Identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to follow prescribed procedures, excessive descent rates, deteriorating weather conditions on approach, an unstable approach, failure to ensure proper aircraft configuration during an approach and missed approach, descending below the minimum descent altitude without proper visual references, and identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to manage the aircraft automation. Demonstrate your ability to select and comply with the appropriate instrument approach procedure to be performed. Establish two-way communications with ATC as appropriate to the phase of flight or approach segment, and use proper communication phraseology. Select, tune, identify, and confirm operational status of navigation equipment to be used for the approach procedure. Comply with all clearances issued by ATC or the evaluator. Recognize if any in-flight instrumentation is inaccurate or inoperative, and take appropriate action. Advise ATC or the evaluator anytime the aircraft is unable to comply with a clearance. Establish the appropriate aircraft configuration and airspeed, considering turbulence and wind shear, and complete the aircraft checklist items appropriate to the phase of flight. Maintain, prior to beginning the final approach segment, altitude within plus or minus 100 feet, heading within plus or minus 10 degrees, and allow less than 3/4 scale deflection of the CDI, and maintain airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots. Apply the necessary adjustments to the published MDA and visibility criteria for the aircraft approach category when required, such as notices to airmen, inoperative aircraft and ground navigation equipment, inoperative visual aids associated with the landing environment, and National Weather Service reporting factors and criteria. Establish a stabilized approach profile with a rate of descent and track that will ensure arrival at the MDA prior to reaching the missed approach point. Maintain, while on the final approach segment, no more than a 3/4 scale deflection of the CDI, and maintain airspeed within plus or minus 10 knots of desired value. Maintain the MDA when reached within plus 100 feet, minus 0 feet to the missed approach point. Execute the missed approach procedure when the required visual references for the intended runway are not distinctly visible and identifiable at the missed approach point. Execute a normal landing from a straight-in or circling approach. Use an MFD or other graphical navigation displays, if installed, to monitor position, track, wind drift, and other parameters to maintain desired flight path, and confirm appropriate enunciations during a GPS-based approach.